brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
GlobalHealingCenter.com, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Group looks like a 10-year-old boy, but he's actually 46. No, I'm joking. He looks like a 25-year-old surfing champion or something. But he's here with us, and I'm telling you, I keep talking to experts all over the country, and they keep saying, Dr. Group, Dr. Group, Dr. Group, Dr. Group, Dr. Edward F. Group III, founder of the Global Healing Center. And he's going to be with us till the bottom of the hour. I'm going to take some of your phone calls coming up in the next segment. Folks that are supporting Obamacare, and what we're hearing from him before he got here is, I'm poor, I'm on welfare, I heard it, my health care will be free. Then I go, but wait, you're supposed to get free health care already. People don't even know this. And that's what blows me away. But we'll talk more about that coming up. But continuing with iodine, the news you were trying to tell folks.
They're getting disease care is what they're getting. They're not ever going to be better. But continuing with iodine is a preventative. I mean, think of all the money that we could save if people just took iodine. I mean, we would have, just think of all the money spent on fibrocystic breast disease alone. Think of all the money spent on mammograms, which severely radiate the breast tissue. Think of all the money spent on prostate conditions. I mean, cancer, it's a proven fact that an iodine deficiency increases the rate of cancer. Look at breast cancer. Look at all the walks out there. I mean, the fact of the matter is all these people give money to all these cancer organizations and nothing is ever done. It just goes right back into the whole system. But some of the symptoms of iodine deficiency, I mean, if you're at home or wherever you are right now and you have brain fog, I mean, it's hard for you to concentrate at work. That's a symptom. If you have low energy levels, if you have pains, if you have thyroid problems, if you don't feel up to par, for women, fibrocystic breast disease, fertility even is associated, infertility. I mean, look at all the infertility clinics that are out there these days. I mean, we would just give women and men levels of iodine, and then they would be able to have nice and healthy babies.
Isn't it vitamin E, too, associated with getting pregnant?
Vitamin E, a good dose of all your vitamins, all your minerals, but eventually, I mean, one of the things that worked the best was just detoxifying them and cleaning them all out, because you have all this stuff that builds up inside your system and builds up and builds up. And that's why some people, when they start taking iodine, will have what's called a Herzheimer reaction or a detoxification reaction. And in some cases, you might feel a little bit worse initially than you feel better, but that's a good sign. That means you're detoxifying all that fluoride buildup, the mercury buildup in there, the bromine buildup in your system, and the chlorine buildup in your system. You don't want those things. All of those things have been proven as carcinogens, cancer-causing agents. And look at aluminum, for example. They're spraying aluminum everywhere in the air, through the chemtrails, aluminum cans. Well, if you put iodine and aluminum together, it causes a violent reaction. So couple that with mercury and other metals and everything, you have these reactions that are just literally destroying our brain cells. And it's dumbing down the society. So that's another reason why you need to protect the thyroid and protect your whole body and your family with iodine.
You bet. Now, we're going to go to break and come back and talk about ways to detoxify and take some phone calls. But why is nascent iodine so important?
Nascent iodine is so important because it goes directly to the thyroid. It's not bonded to a salt, which means it doesn't have to be broken down, and it's the most usable form. It's what the body uses. It's what the body is designed to use. It's an atomic form. See, iodine by itself, the element iodine, is very toxic. I mean, you can put a piece of iodine on your skin and it'll literally burn through your skin. I mean, iodine will also create a gaseous form if it's exposed to air, and you can breathe that in and it can become toxic. So we actually detoxify the iodine and put it in a nascent form, and that way it's easily taken, it goes right into your bloodstream, and it goes right into the thyroid gland.
That's right. You don't want to go to the store and buy the chemical iodine and put that on your tongue.
No, that's dangerous. I mean, you can die probably from that.
Yeah. In fact, tell us what the FDA says about nascent. Don't they say nascent's the only one proven to protect you from the particular isotope? What I read. We'll stay there.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, unfortunately, it's our final segment here with Dr. Edward F. Group. We're going to interview him today to intersperse it over the nightly news the next few weeks. Just amazing info that he's got on a host of issues, and he's really one of our top advisors here on health issues in the news. And he advised us on the development of Survival Shield, nascent atomic iodine, natural healthy type. Compared to all the other groups out there, it is absolutely essential that you find out more at InfoWarsLife.com. We have it in double strength at half price. I could easily sell this for $60, but the competitors were selling it for $30 or $29.90 or something. And it helps also fund the news operation. But I believe in bringing you the best products. I was researching the best products for myself and my family with all the radiation and things. And it was everybody, all the experts said, why are you taking regular iodine pills? That stuff's incredibly toxic compared to nascent iodine. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, there it was in all the mainline literature. So if you want to check it out, you can buy them in groups of up to five and get big discounts, InfoWarsLife.com. Or if you're not online or just want to call and order one bottle or five bottles or more, the number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, I want to intersperse here in the conversation Obama supporters calling in who like Obamacare and who really think, hey, I'm poor, I'm going to get free health care. When, yeah, if you're on welfare, you already get free health care. Medicare, Medicaid, it's all there. This lowers the standard of care. It's written by the insurance companies to make you buy something and then not have to deliver care. It's written by the most corrupt companies on the face of the planet. And Dr. Group, before we go any further into how to detox briefly and take calls, how do you, and I know it's all on your website and give that out for folks, how do you recommend just as a beginner people detox? Now, I started taking, as you recommend, about 6 months ago, the non-GMO organic olive leaf extract. I did get the flu-like effect of that, and it did really clean me out. But the issue is people better be ready, though, you know, to get the monkey off the back, because these chemicals, these additives, these are addictive. They know what they've done.
Well, one of the things we didn't talk about, Alex, is the fact that how good iodine is at stimulating your immune system. And with the threat of biological warfare now, and with these super viruses and all this stuff that's coming up, if your thyroid gland is in good top working condition and you have a store of iodine in there, iodine is the best way for your body to attack viruses and bacteria and mycoplasms and everything else that are floating in the bloodstream. What happens is when the blood comes through the thyroid gland, it will secrete excess iodine into the bloodstream and kill off all of those components.
Our bodies are incredible.
It is, but if you don't have enough iodine and they spray stuff or you're exposed to all these flus that are coming out all the time, this is one of the best antibiotics right there.
The thyroid's almost like a little liver or something. I mean, if you're saying it's detoxifying.
The thyroid is an endocrine gland that pretty much regulates everything. It's like kind of like the appendix in the bowel. I mean, the medical science rips your appendix out if something's wrong with it. But with our research, we found that the appendix is actually the microcomputer system in the whole body. I mean, the appendix actually regulates your neurological.
Well, just like in dinosaurs, I'm seeing all the studies where, like worms, they cut them off, and if they still have a stomach, they grow a new brain and heart. And they're saying it's similar that the spinal cord into the – explain to us, because Bill Gates is obsessed with this, the fact that we have little brains in our guts is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is the main processor for our whole body is located in our gut, and it's the appendix. And the Russians did research on it, and the Germans did research on it a long, long time ago. Why do you think you ask any doctor what the appendix does, and you ask, why is the appendix the only organ that
medicine? And they say it's not needed.
Exactly. They still don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's really the most important thing. And why wouldn't it be? Because that's the first exposure point to every single thing that comes in your body.
And so if your body's poisoned, it's going to be freaking out because we're eating GMO. The answer is cut it out.
The answer is cut it out.
It's like freaking out going, Mayday, danger, Will Robinson. And the answer is, oh, my gosh, you know, the fire alarm's going off, deactivated.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at all the toxins that cause disease, 98 and probably 99% of them enter through the intestinal lining. The appendix is located right at the juncture of the small intestine and the large intestine. So it first gets to see and feel every single thing that comes into your system and help adjust the pH levels. Send signals to your neurological system, but with GMOs and all the other acid-forming foods and stuff, you're actually, with the BT toxin from GMOs, burning holes into the intestinal lining, and these particles are going straight into the bloodstream.
Well, you know, the German universities and also one in the U.S. found the honeybees were dying because they would eat the BT corn pollen, and that was burning holes in them.
Yes, and the butterfly population, too, as well.
Well, they're extremists, though. Let's just kill them.
So the whole point of the matter is repair the gut. So when you're talking about cleansing, I always recommend people do intestinal cleansing using an oxygen-based cleanser, because a lot of the psyllium and senna and cascara sagrada, some of these bulking agents or even the toxic laxatives that you get from the drugstores are going to cause more damage, and they're not actually going to bubble away all that compaction with all those toxins in there. So by using an oxygen-based cleanser, you can actually bubble away through nasal oxygen, just like nasal iodine. And actually, iodine and oxygen work hand-in-hand together.
Now, is oxygen FDA approved? Because oxygen is dangerous like carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's evil. Al Gore said so.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for when somebody gets a patent on oxygen. I mean, that's then they're going to start selling us oxygen in big tanks, because the oxygen concentration has gone from 28% in the air 100 years ago down to like 9 and even 6% in some cities. So, I mean, lack of iodine, lack of oxygen, that just equals disease right there.
Now, that's a conspiracy theory. You're saying we need oxygen.
We die without oxygen. That is a conspiracy theory.
Well, no, now they're saying it's a conspiracy theory that children need to be breastfed.
But listen, they know that we need oxygen, so why not spray a bunch of aluminum?
Now, that's your opinion, doctor. That's your opinion that carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. But we need to cut the carbon dioxide.
Well, you know, the plants emit oxygen, and they take in our carbon dioxide. It's a whole ecosystem. So as we breathe, as long as we have enough plants, is another reason why I recommend everybody put live plants around their house, because they can increase their oxygen and decrease the carbon dioxide that they're breathing out. I mean, inside of homes and inside of buildings is a major issue. Those are the most toxic places in most cases because...
Yeah, of course, I was being sarcastic. Just going after carbon dioxide is like going after oxygen, but they're doing it. And look at these hospitals where it's on record. They've got the superbugs. They're dirty. There's no life in them. Look at the rates of doctors dying and dentists dying. I mean, it is so toxic.
Well, I ask the question still, you know, why don't hospitals have good air purification systems in them? I mean... You know, that's a whole nother thing. There should not be any type of problems within hospitals. It's very easy to rectify with air purification and even microbial spray solutions instead of using the alcohol-based solutions that they're using for cleansing. They have new probiotic cleansing solutions that they can spray on there that actually put microbes that attack any type of MRSA or any type of infectious organisms that are in the hospitals. I mean, hospitals should be the cleanest places we go. I don't even go in hospitals because if I go in there, I'm going to walk out with a sore throat, and everybody that goes in there pretty much walks out sick.
Almost. I hardly ever get sick. Unless I visit family or somebody in a hospital, I immediately get sick 2 days later.
I know. And look at how many hospitals are being built all over the place. I mean, we have a sick nation. We have a sick world. And... You know, hopefully with your help and all the stuff that we're doing on a daily basis, I mean, we're just educating people and people are waking up.
Well, you're doing a superlative job, and I just want to invite all of the TV viewers and radio listeners, and it ends up supporting the broadcast. My philosophy is I go out, I do research on how to get healthy. Just for over a decade fighting the globalists, I just didn't care and got totally unhealthy. People can see I got a little bit healthier, lost some weight, trying to exercise, and... Of all the things I've done, Nascent Iodine was just absolutely amazing. So we developed with Dr. Group a double strength, low price. Instead of giving, there's so many groups out there, folks, I did research that just sell crud at super high prices. My plan with InfoWarsLife.com, this is our first product, the Nascent Iodine, the atomic iodine, is to have the highest quality products. And that's why I like his philosophy with Dr. Group. I've even signed agreements for all the stuff he's going to develop for me to have a low price, which is great. I'm like, of course I'll sign an agreement to have a low price with these products you're going to help me with, because that's my plan. Our philosophy is just the same, and I hope that you'll teach myself and my listeners everything you know, doctor.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm here, to spread the word. That's the whole mission. And, you know, we want everybody to be healthy. We want everybody to be clean, because if everybody is clean and they know how easy it is to detoxify their body, they can wake themselves back up.
InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield, the Atomic Nascent Iodine, available right now. And there'll be more products coming up. One's being formulated, manufactured right now. We're not going to give it away yet, but this is something original, isn't it?
I tell you what you came up with.
Gucci already did.
The idea for this product that you're going to be launching is going to be incredible. And I'm excited about it.
Like when we told you, you said, why didn't I think of that?
You know, I was like, no one has ever done this before, ever. And it's probably the biggest rectifying, without giving away too much information, it's probably the most important thing that people can be doing with iodine to help support the body and the detoxification.
Here's a little hint. This detoxifies fluoride on record. But the thing that we're coming out with is going to supercharge it.
That's going to supercharge it.
Wow. Give out your website again.
GlobalHealingCenter.com.
Wow. All right, Dr. Group, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for driving all the way in from outside Houston to do this. Amazing. We'll be right back with Lord Christopher Monckton. I promise we'll get to Sasha, Dr. Gonob, and John and others that love Obama. In fact, let's go to them next and then get Lord Monckton on the bottom of the hour. Unless he's already on.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Whether it's the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, you name it, the headlines are replete everywhere. Global warming believers are feeling the heat. That's the London Telegraph today with James Dillingpole. As Germany gets caught at working with the White House to try to block news that all of their climate models are manifest frauds, that they have been trying to keep the fraud from the public. Now, for our longtime listeners, you're going to go, tell us something we don't know. We heard your guest on 10 years ago about the climate models being a fraud. The last 5 years, 6 years, we probably heard Lord Monckton 50 times on your show with his science and public policy website showing the documents. He's the guy that helped get out the emails showing ClimateGate fraud. He's the guy that helped bring out the fact that Pachauri, heading up the climate deal, was shutting down plants in England, shipping them to where he owned them in India. It's a deindustrialization move to China and India where the globalists are in control, with robber barons on top of it. I'm going to go to Lord Monckton instead of singing his praises. The point is, he's been a devastating technician of liberty with the sword of truth, slaying massive dragons. And he's a rock star to me. I mean, people that are effective against tyrants, because I take these tyrants personal, what they're doing, doubling my power prices in Austin, shutting down all our clean-burning plants, brainwashing kids, ignoring all the hundreds of real environmental issues that are real problems, big oil and the Saudis funding the shutdown of coal because it's competition to them. You know, I want to use our energy resources. I don't want to go to Saudi Arabia. And I'm sick of being told I work for oil companies when it's the opposite. They work for oil companies. So Lord Monckton joins us. This is a short segment, long segment. Coming up, he's always somewhere different. He goes to these big climate conferences. But this is the excuse to take over the world by taxing the carbon cycle. And it's bigger than ClimateGate, that it's a concerted fraud. They've known it's a fraud. I mean, folks, they take the sun out of the models, okay? I mean, it's ridiculous. They've been caught faking the temperature readings. And now it's all admitted. They are routed politically, but they don't care. They're still going forward. Lord Monckton, we've only got 4 minutes to break, but how big is what's happened? I mean, I think this is champagne time right now.
Alex, you're right. The scare is over, but not that they're going to admit it just yet. Here they are, just about to come up with yet another of these big, multi-thousand-page, lie-packed documents trying to say that it's all terrible, it's worse than ever we thought, the sky is falling. This is Chicken Little on a grand scale, but the truth is that it's all over bar the shouting. They've now had to admit that for 16, getting on for 17 years, there has been no global warming at all. None of their models predicted that. So the models are now completely out of the window. They've also had to admit that the consensus that they try to tell us with 95% confidence is 97% of all scientists. It now turns out, on a careful measurement by their own side, to be 0.3%. That's all it is. 0.3% of all the 11,940.
The complete polar opposite. 180 degree difference.
Correct. It's 0.3%. There's now no doubt about this because this survey was done by their own people trying to prove there was a consensus. When they published it, they said it's 97.1%. But in a peer-reviewed paper, I and others did the homework. We got hold of the author's own data file, and we found that they had marked only 0.3% of all the papers as, in fact, saying that, yes, most of the warming since 1950 was caused by us.
And here's the big one for me. Let's put the Daily Mail up. Even the BBC had to admit this. Top global warming scientists caught in meetings desperately trying to hide the decline, not just in the emails, but now in government conferences.
It's extraordinary how they have tried to deny. I mean, if you want to talk about who the climate deniers are, these are the people who have been trying to tell us global warming is terrible and it's getting worse. And the fact is that according to the RSS satellite data set, there has been no global warming at all for 16 years, 10 months. That's a lot of months now. There's been no global warming at all. Zero.
And Lord Christopher Monckton, now they flipped, though. I want to come back from break. And now they're saying global freezing, which actually might be true if we don't get the carbon dioxide level up, correct?
That is indeed always possible, and all the solar physicists and now several mathematicians who've done some work on the cumulative influence of the sun are saying we could be in for some very serious global cooling just in the next 2 or 3 years. It is a possibility.
That's not good. Boy, I tell you, especially with food production slipping, thanks to all the carbon taxes and stuff, we're going to have a lot of starving people if that happens. We'll be right back with Lord Christopher Monckton. We'll break down how to defeat these criminals. It's the only word to describe them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to the Obamacare supporters after Lord Monckton leaves us at the end of this segment. I appreciate John and Sasha and Dr. Goblet or whatever his name is for holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you. We've heard, I'm poor, I'm destitute, I want free health care. You already get free health care. You can already go in charity care. Now they're going to ruin everybody's health care. And I want to get Lord Monckton's take on socialist health care because he's lived under it in England. He's in England right now, but he is the global leading champion of truth when it comes to exposing the power grab that ignores all the real environmental issues and sets up the UN and select Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Ken Lay of Enron with Al Gore develop the plan to tax carbon dioxide. There's four things in the life cycle: sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen. You've got to have those four things. Well, you got to have a heat source. Sometimes it's volcanic heat, but then you got to have the other three, the water, the carbon dioxide, the oxygen. But for general life on the planet, it's the sun. And the UN's done stuff like 5 years ago, vote, to say we exclude the sun as an engine, because Lord Monckton and others were pointing out, as well as top climatologists, that it was the sun, stupid, not carbon dioxide, and that Al Gore had lied and reversed the graphs. And they're still up there saying polar bears can't swim on CNN, that they're all dead, basically, when their numbers are fivefold. So, Lord Monckton, in the 10 minutes we've got left with you, I appreciate you joining us today. I want to get into how they're striking back, what you expect them to do, because even though this is all a fraud, they still brainwash the kids. They're still putting carbon taxes. They're still moving in major cities in the U.S. to put you in coffin size apartments, 200 square feet, and charge you huge carbon city taxes. I mean, they're still going forward, even though they've been caught as frauds.
This is exactly the thing. These people do not know when they ought to let go, and this could be the end of worldwide bureaucratic centralist socialism, communism, fascism, call it what you like. The idea that governments know best, the bureaucrats know best, that idea has now been proven false by the fact that they called this global warming the most certain thing they'd ever said. It was all, the science was certain, it's all settled, it's all over. It now turns out they were 180 degrees wrong. Every single fact they told us about was incorrect. Adding carbon dioxide to an atmosphere like ours will be expected to cause some warming. That's well understood and has been for a couple of hundred years. But here's the point. What isn't well understood, as they've now found out, is how much, or rather, how little warming that carbon dioxide is actually going to cause. We now know that it's not causing very much. No warming at all for 17 years, and not much likelihood of it. And you were talking, Alex, quite rightly about the sun. Let me tell you what's happened to the sun. 300 years ago, it went through 70 years when there was virtually no sunspots. Now, that hasn't happened like that for 11,400 years since the end of the last ice age. It was really cold then. The Hudson in New York, the Thames over here in the UK froze over in the winter. They had frost fairs on the Thames. Dutch artists came who did landscapes. They came and painted them. You can get the pictures in the National Gallery. We know that it was cold then. Then the sun began to become active again, and from 1695 to 1735, a period of 40 years, the warming happened so rapidly, not only in England, but we think right around the world, that global temperatures will have risen at a rate equivalent to 4 Celsius degrees or 6.5 Fahrenheit degrees per century. A real rapid warming before the Industrial Revolution began. Nothing to do with us. The sun went on gathering its activity. So we've now had 300 years of global warming. And of course, it's warmer now than it was in 1695. Because it's been getting warmer all that time. And you would expect the warmer weather to be at the end of that period, not at the beginning. Nothing unusual about that. Point is, though, that that warming seems to have stopped. The sun reached a peak of activity in 1960, a peak almost as high as it reached at any time in the last 11,400 years. So the sun suddenly a lot more active, and now it's begun to decline, and to decline quite a bit. Result, even though we've added some carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, even though that has no doubt contributed a little bit to global warming, it hasn't in the last 17 years, because the sun is now in decline again, and it's the sun. Of course it's the sun, stupid, as you so rightly said, Alex. That's what dominates the climate. That, after all, is where the heat comes from. There's just that little bit less heat coming from the sun than there usually is, and already the global temperatures are responding. The bureaucrats and the scientists got it wrong. They were overconfident. They wanted our money and our taxes and control over our lives just too much to stand back and be rational and get this one right and produce balanced reports. They're still at it. This fifth big assessment report by the UN's climate panel, here it comes again with all the same rubbish in it. They're now claiming 95% confidence that more than half of the global warming since 1950 was caused by us. But here's the thing, Alex. has been about 0.7 Celsius degrees, or 1 Fahrenheit, just over 1 Fahrenheit of global warming over the whole of the last 63 years since 1950. And that means that in absolute terms, the temperature of the Earth has changed, get this, by 0.25%. 0.25% is the total warming of the Earth in absolute terms since 1950. That's all. Is that something extreme? Is that something worrying? Is that something doing damaging? No, of course it's not. It's entirely within what is called the natural variability of the climate.
Now, Lord Monckton,
had something to do with that, but not much.
Sure, sure, Lord Monckton. Our listeners follow scienceandpublicpolicy.org. They're aware that you didn't use lies to counter their lies. You used truth, and I don't know how you've gotten it so incredibly right. For folks that haven't followed it, you are a scientist in your own right, journalist, advised Margaret Thatcher on national policy, really her top advisor, it's been reported. So you're a really smart guy in your own right. You don't toot your horn. So we understand their frauds. I want to ask you how you expect them to strike back and how you think we should counter them. Because they don't care. They're just moving forward. So what do we do? I mean, look at all the people that have called for your arrest. They've called for my arrest. They've said that we need green fascism. They've sued countless scientists that didn't agree with them. And I don't expect these. I mean, look at David Attenborough coming out and saying last week that we need to starve the third world. I mean, these people know they're not really liberals. They're conscious Malthusian eugenicists. So how do we counter such a vicious group?
I think the first thing is we turn the tables on them. They have been threatening to put us on trial for what are called high crimes against humanity. The penalty for that, of course, is death. But we are not the people doing the killing here. We are not the people who have been putting energy prices up so that people are dying of the cold in their homes because they can't afford to turn the heating up here in the winter in Scotland. We don't do that. They do. So I think we turn the tables on them. There is a law. And the law says that if you commit fraud by deliberately deceiving people on a matter such as a scientific question like global warming, and either you make money out of it yourselves, or, and it could be either, you make other people suffer loss and come to harm because of the fraud, the deception that you have caused, then you can go to jail for that for a very long time. And that's what we've now got to do. For instance, if somebody comes along and says it's a 97.1% consensus that global warming over the last 60 years is mostly caused by us, and the actual figures in the papers that they surveyed, marked by them, is that it's only 0.3%, 0.5%, some tiny fraction like that, and they're trying to say it's 97.1%. Well, there's only one word for that, Alex, isn't there? And there's only one place that people who perpetrate fraud like that, let's use the word, fraud is what it is, there's only one place where people like that ought to go, and it is the Calabozo, and they should go there for quite a long time, because they are doing real harm to not just the economy of the West, but to the livelihoods and lives of people who depend on getting affordable energy, and now they can't afford it because the prices have been put up to subsidize these bird-blending, bat-blatting windmills that generate practically no electricity, destabilize the grid, and cost a fortune doing it.
Now, Lord Monckton,
come to bring this nonsense to a very firm end in the courts.
You know, I think you're being too kind to him, because if you look at the mainstream news, the admissions that the scientists met with the UN, the German government, the U.S. government, and others, and said, we've got to cover this up to get money. I mean, that's beyond fraud. That's organized criminal meetings to defraud people. You're right, it's fraud, but it's beyond just knowingly lying to people. As you said, it's to get money. And even if they could say they didn't know before and they were just wrong, it's the premeditated meeting to now cover it up when it involves government bodies. This sounds like organized conspiracy to me, and that's a serious felony. I know our law is based on UK law, based on old English law. I mean, what's the specifics here? I mean, we need to move immediately to have them clapped in irons.
Well, I think you have in the United States a law that goes beyond even our law. You have the racketeer-influenced corrupt organizations law, the RICO statute. You've probably seen the film, the black and white film about RICO, who got caught in the end, the organized gangster, the hood. These people are hoods. And you're quite right. At a recent meeting in Stockholm, where they were deciding on the final form of the IPCC's latest blockbuster report about the climate, a UN report, the Germans, as well as the Hungarians, came out and said that they didn't want anyone admitting there's been no global warming for 17 years, because if that was admitted, then it might mean the skeptics would prevail. And the last thing they want is to allow the truth to come through. So they deliberately tried to suppress it. And when you do that at government level, you openly call for real-world data to be suppressed in the way that we saw data were being suppressed at the University of East Anglia and many other universities, the University of Colorado in the States, the University of Virginia, the Penn State University, all these places where they've been bending the data, destroying the data, hiding the data, fiddling the data. All of these people working together, as we know they did, via the ClimateGate 10,000 emails where we caught them talking to each other about suppressing papers they didn't like, delaying their publication in the journals, preventing their publication in the journals, doing them down, having their chance.
This is authoritarianism persecution. This is authoritarianism, just like we have the IRS caught being ordered to harass Tea Party groups. I mean, these are real authoritarians.
It is exactly that. And the point is, they think, and they still think, that they can get away with this because they are the government or they have the support of the government. But certainly in the British courts, and I still think in one or two of the American courts, there are judges there who are sufficiently independent-minded that if you went to them, as we did with Al Gore's movie, to the High Court in London, and even though we had a judge who had once been a candidate for the then governing Labour Party, and we put in front of him the facts of the errors all the way through Gore's movie, he found that if they hadn't agreed to publish 77 pages of corrective guidance to Gore's movie circulated to every school in England, then the education department, the government department in charge of education in this country, would not have been allowed to show their lies, that they're going to be in court and they're going to be in a forum where both sides are fairly heard, where they don't command the judge and control the judge in the way they command and control the mainstream media. That's the moment when they realized, as they did then, the moment they saw the scientific testimony, all 80 pages of it, that I had drafted in that case, they took one look at that and they caved in because they knew they couldn't lie in front of the judge or we would have pointed the lies out and they would have gone to jail for perjury. So they suddenly had to fess up and tell the truth, and after months of pretending to us in the answers to our pleadings that they were telling the truth, they suddenly admitted they weren't, that Gore's film was indeed full of errors, and they apologized for it and said voluntarily that they would issue 77 pages of corrective guidance. And only then did the judge allow the film to be shown, and he awarded $400,000 in costs to the plaintiff, a lorry driver from Dartford whose two kids in school did not want to be propagandized. If you want my guess, this is now going to move from the civil court, where that was, to a criminal court, and we are going to start seeing people all over the world prosecuted for one or two very specific instances of serious criminal fraud. Tampering with data, publishing the wrong results, being told they've published the wrong results, and refusing to withdraw them upon the error being drawn to their attention. And that is deception. That is fraud. I think we're now going to start seeing just one or two prosecutions. That's all it's going to take, Alex. You put a couple of scientists behind bars who thought that their white coats and their fancy degrees from posh universities made them somehow immune from prosecution from the same fraud laws that apply to the rest of us. When they get that real surprise and find out that if they do deliberately bogus scientific research and deliberately refuse to correct it when they're caught out, if they find that they can go to jail for that just like you and me, the rest of them will gallop for cover. And that, and only then, that will be the end of the scare.
And I want to be specific. None of us want to put them in jail, but they're authoritarians who've been lying And if they get the global carbon taxes, many conservative estimates, I know, are a billion would die in a decade. We're trying to stop some very dangerous Malthusians who are on record, many of them being eugenicists. And it's a very, very creepy to see them getting away with this. I mean, I see cases all the time where green police now, they have all over the country, state police, you name it, find a battery in your yard that fell out of one of your children's toys, and you're given a $10,000 fine. Or the case of the man charged with felonies for endangering the environment for letting go a heart balloon for his girlfriend in Florida. Last time I read, that prosecution's going forward. They admit this is going to be their new selective prosecution against the public. These are ravenous authoritarians who want to bring in a reign of socialist, communistic terror on the public. I mean, they've had you beaten up going to events you're accredited to. They've called for your arrest. It's on video. Police punching you in the back of the head for no reason. I mean, I've been around these people as well. They know it's all a fraud. And they know.
They know the game is up. I was in Australia earlier this year on a 4-month speaking tour. I met farmers in South Australia, and one of these farmers had a really interesting story to tell. They came and hid behind his shed for days, and they eventually spotted him taking water from his neighbor's creek and using it to supply his cattle who needed water. And they swooped in a pickup truck. They knocked him over and injured him. They damaged both his physical and his mental health. Then, while he was still in hospital, recovering from...
Hold on, I got to hear this on the other side. Then we'll go into overdrive and take calls from Obamanoid supporters, 800-259-9231. People that support Obamacare, we want to hear from you. We'll be right back with Lord Monckton to hear what happened. Yeah, the Green Police actually are attacking people now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
live, folks. We've rolled out InfoWarsLife.com, where you can get the nascent atomic level iodine that is so good for your thyroid. They've taken that out of the salt and things, and there's so many people with thyroid problems directly linked. All literature shows one of the biggest issues is not having the healthy iodine. Not the regular stuff at the store. That'll make you sick, folks. This is the nascent atomic iodine. Look into it. All the details, links to studies up at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to be adding more amazing products developed with Dr. Group there on the site in the near future. And you get great prices on it and also support the broadcast. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. And all the other great products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, Pollen Burst Plus, and so much more available at InfoWarsHealth.com, and all the books, films, T-shirts, everything, water filters, you name it. Shopping with the Good Guys funds the Liberty Movement through the free market, through voluntary action, through free will, through free association. You support our news operation by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Unlike NPR and all the other government-run media and the BBC that keeps pushing all the climate change lies, who gets taxpayer money, we are supported by listeners like you. So thank you so much, and be sure and support our AM and FM affiliates. Lord Moncton, I want to finish the story on the farmers and the people being attacked, especially in Australia, that's the farthest along in all this, where you just spent months. But then I want to briefly talk about socialist health care, what it's like living under it in England, the UK, and Scotland. Go ahead, Lord Moncton.
Dead right. Let's start then, first of all, with this case in Australia of the farmer taking water from his own neighbour's creek. The neighbour was happy with that. He had an agreement with the neighbour. It turned out he also had permission in writing from the government to do that. But they didn't care. They made a mistake. They drove him down in their ute, three of them. They left him for dead. They drove away. They got to the court before he did. And they said he'd been taking water illegally. The court, without hearing his side of the case, fined him $35,000. And this is what you're talking about, these savage fines. He, however, being a tough, independent-minded Australian farmer, simply refused to pay. So the court hauled him up again and said, right, you've got to do 360 hours community service. And here's the thing, Alex. Gradually, the bureaucrats themselves are realizing this just isn't right. And so when he turned up for his community service, they said, no, just quietly go away. We won't tell the judge if you don't. You needn't do that service. It's clear that you have been harshly treated, that you have done no wrong. Go away and God bless you. So there is some humanity creeping back into the system. I'm delighted to see it. And of course, we also know that in Australia, Tony Abbott, to whom I gave detailed briefings on climate change many years ago, and who has said that it's rubbish. He used a slightly blunter word than that, but he said it's rubbish. He has now become the Prime Minister of Australia. He has already shut down the lying, fiddling climate commission, which was putting out propaganda and calling itself independent. And you should hear the moaning and bedwetting by the BBC and all these other organizations, the ABC, about how terrible it was that this so-called independent commission that was pushing out propaganda for the Labour government that's now been defeated has been swept away.
Great so news. One minute, sir, on government-run healthcare, the nightmare we're facing.
By all means, we have government-run healthcare in the United Kingdom, and Rannoch, which is where my little estate is one of the first places in Britain where the National Health Service is no longer national. After hours and at weekends, if you get a heart attack, you die. The doctor will not come, because the nearest doctor is 2 hours away, and there aren't even any ambulances to get you to the doctor or him to you. They've already begun shutting it down piece by piece, because the money for it has run out. And here's the thing, you are just starting with socialist medicine. And the effect that you will have, it'll run out even faster with you because you've already got no money in the bank. Obama has spent it all. The national debt in the United States has now doubled since Obama first...
Incredible. Lord Moncton, thank you so much. Godspeed your great work. Overdrive coming up at InfoWars.com/show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.